Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, Peniel, the face of God. Wow, that must be an exciting place to visit, don't you think? Peniel. Jacob went there once. Most people don't request a second go-around. Peniel is a place of struggle. Paul would call it fightings within, fears without. Pharaoh behind you, Red Sea in front of you. In Jacob's case, it was back to a forbidden land of challenge with Laban, or into the possibly violent hands of his own brother Esau. No place to go. So you're left alone. And God meets you in your extremity, but you don't recognize him. So you fight or you die. Or a little of both. That's Peniel. It's a place of losing. Oh, I know Jacob prevailed in the way a fighter prevails in the ring by just staying standing after 15 bloody rounds. Jacob wouldn't go down. Jacob would not be denied. But Jacob limped away from that encounter, and my sense is that he limped the rest of his life. It's costly fighting with God. You better know what you want. You better be willing to lose it. And you better be ready to know what he wants, because he's going to win the battle even if you get the blessing you crave. That's Peniel. You see his face, and you limp away, forever changed. It's a place of transition. You come in certain of your past, unsure of your future. You go out loathing your past, but with clear direction. You come to Peniel full of your own self-importance, demanding your needs be met, and now you leave, not able ever to trust yourself again, filled with the importance of heaven. Been there? Been to Peniel? You've lived to talk about it, but do you want to? You suffered a nasty blow as you looked in his face and were transformed. It's not what you thought it would be, looking at God. You expected sweet rest and angelic countenance, but you saw a man and a fighter at that. But you prevailed? And he did too? Then that's Peniel. And I promise you, none of the above makes any sense until you've been there. Thanks for listening. If you'd like a written copy of this, what you've just heard, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio, and from the main page, just type in Chosun or Hackberry at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up, and then click on Weblog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access written and audio Bible teachings and information about North Korea. Pray with me that God would have his way in North Korea and in my life and in your life too. Amen. God bless you tonight.